The Lean Startup: How Constant Innovation Creates Radically Successful Businesses. By Eric Ries. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Lean Startup: How Constant Innovation Creates Radically Successful Businesses by Eric Ries is a book that provides a framework for entrepreneurs to create successful businesses. The book is based on the idea of Lean Startup, which is a methodology for developing businesses and products that emphasizes rapid iteration and customer feedback. The book outlines the principles of the Lean Startup and provides practical advice on how to apply them. The book begins by discussing the concept of the Lean Startup and how it differs from traditional business models. It explains that the Lean Startup is based on the idea of validated learning, which is the process of testing assumptions and hypotheses about a product or service in order to determine if it is viable. The book then outlines the five principles of the Lean Startup: build, measure, learn, innovation accounting, validated learning, customer development, and agile development. The book then provides practical advice on how to apply the principles of the Lean Startup. It explains how to use customer development to understand customer needs and how to use agile development to quickly develop and test products. It also provides advice on how to use innovation accounting to measure progress and how to use validated learning to test assumptions. Finally, the book provides advice on how to use the Lean Startup methodology to create a successful business. The Lean Startup: How Constant Innovation Creates Radically Successful Businesses by Eric Ries is an essential guide for entrepreneurs who want to create successful businesses. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the Lean Startup methodology and provides practical advice on how to apply it. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to create a successful business. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Start with a minimum viable product. A minimum viable product, MVP, is a version of a product with just enough features to satisfy early customers and provide feedback for future product development. Main idea number 2. Measure progress with metrics. Metrics are essential for measuring progress and determining whether a product is succeeding or failing. Main idea number 3. Use the build, measure, learn loop. The build, measure, learn loop is a process of creating a product, measuring its performance, and learning from the results to improve the product. Main idea number 4. Embrace experimentation. Experimentation is essential for learning and improving a product. Main idea number 5. Utilize the power of A/B testing. A/B testing is a method of testing two versions of a product to determine which one performs better. Main idea number 6. Focus on customer feedback. Customer feedback is essential for understanding what customers want and need from a product. Main idea number 7. Utilize the power of pivoting. Pivoting is the process of changing direction in response to customer feedback and market conditions. Main idea number 8. Utilize the power of innovation accounting. Innovation accounting is a method of tracking progress and measuring success. Main idea number 9. Utilize the power of the 5 whys. The 5 whys is a method of asking why a problem occurred 5 times to get to the root cause. Main idea number 10. Utilize the power of the scientific method. The scientific method is a process of testing hypotheses and gathering data to draw conclusions. Main idea number 11. Utilize the power of the MVP. The MVP is a version of a product with just enough features to satisfy early customers and provide feedback for future product development. Main idea number 12. Utilize the power of the Lean Canvas. The Lean Canvas is a tool for mapping out the key elements of a business model. Main idea number 13. Utilize the power of the business model canvas. The business model canvas is a tool for mapping out the key elements of a business model. Main idea number 14. Utilize the power of the value proposition canvas. The value proposition canvas is a tool for mapping out the key elements of a value proposition. Main idea number 15. Utilize the power of the customer development process. The customer development process is a method of understanding customer needs and developing a product to meet those needs. Main idea number 16. Utilize the power of the innovation tournaments. Innovation tournaments are competitions designed to generate ideas and solutions to problems. Main idea number 17. Utilize the power of the Lean Startup Machine. The Lean Startup Machine is a workshop designed to teach entrepreneurs the Lean Startup methodology. Main idea number 18. Utilize the power of the Lean Startup Circle. The Lean Startup Circle is a network of entrepreneurs who meet regularly to discuss Lean Startup principles. Main idea number 19. Utilize the power of the Lean Startup Movement. The Lean Startup Movement is a global network of entrepreneurs and innovators who are dedicated to using Lean Startup principles to create successful businesses. Main idea number 20. Utilize the power of the Lean Startup methodology. The Lean Startup methodology is a set of principles and practices for creating successful businesses through rapid experimentation and iteration. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The idea behind an MVP is to create a product with the minimum amount of features necessary to test the market and get feedback from customers. This allows businesses to quickly and cheaply develop a product and get it to market, while also gathering valuable feedback from customers. This feedback can then be used to refine the product and make it more successful. The MVP approach is especially useful for startups, as it allows them to quickly test the market and get feedback from customers without having to invest a lot of time and money into developing a full-featured product. This approach also allows startups to quickly pivot and adjust their product based on customer feedback, allowing them to stay ahead of the competition. The MVP approach is also useful for established businesses, as it allows them to quickly test new ideas and products without having to invest a lot of time and money into developing a full-featured product. This approach also allows businesses to quickly pivot and adjust their product based on customer feedback, allowing them to stay ahead of the competition. Main idea number 2. Measuring progress with metrics is an essential part of the Lean Startup methodology. By tracking key performance indicators, KPIs, and other metrics, entrepreneurs can gain insight into how their product is performing and make informed decisions about how to improve it. Metrics can also be used to identify areas of improvement and to set goals for the future. By tracking metrics, entrepreneurs can ensure that their product is meeting customer needs and that their business is on the right track. Metrics can be used to measure customer engagement, user retention, and other key performance indicators. They can also be used to track the progress of product development, such as the number of features released or the number of bugs fixed. By tracking these metrics, entrepreneurs can gain insight into how their product is performing and make informed decisions about how to improve it. Additionally, metrics can be used to measure the success of marketing campaigns and to identify areas of improvement. Measuring progress with metrics is an important part of the Lean Startup methodology. By tracking key performance indicators and other metrics, entrepreneurs can gain insight into how their product is performing and make informed decisions about how to improve it. Additionally, metrics can be used to measure the success of marketing campaigns and to identify areas of improvement. By tracking metrics, entrepreneurs can ensure that their product is meeting customer needs and that their business is on the right track. Main idea number 3. The Build-Measure-Learn loop is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and innovators to create successful products. The process begins with building a product, which can be anything from a physical product to a digital service. Once the product is built, it is important to measure its performance in order to understand how it is being used and how successful it is. This data can then be used to learn from the results and make improvements to the product. This loop can be repeated as many times as necessary in order to create a successful product. The Build Measure Learn loop is a great way to ensure that products are constantly being improved and updated. By measuring the performance of the product, entrepreneurs can identify areas of improvement and make changes accordingly. This process can also help to identify potential problems before they become too large, allowing for quick and effective solutions. Additionally, the loop can help to identify new opportunities for innovation and growth. The Build Measure Learn loop is an essential tool for entrepreneurs and innovators. By using this process, entrepreneurs can create successful products that are constantly being improved and updated. This process can help to identify potential problems and opportunities for growth, allowing entrepreneurs to stay ahead of the competition and create successful products. Main idea number 4. Embracing experimentation is key to creating a successful business. By experimenting, businesses can learn what works and what doesn't, and make adjustments accordingly. Experimentation allows businesses to test out new ideas and strategies, and see what works best for their customers. It also allows businesses to quickly identify and address any issues that arise. Experimentation can help businesses stay ahead of the competition, as they can quickly identify and capitalize on new trends and opportunities. Experimentation also allows businesses to be more agile and responsive to customer needs. By testing out different ideas and strategies, businesses can quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and make adjustments accordingly. This helps businesses stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the market. Experimentation also allows businesses to identify and address any issues that arise quickly, and make changes to their product or service to better meet customer needs. Overall, embracing experimentation is essential for businesses to stay competitive and successful. Experimentation allows businesses to test out new ideas and strategies, and quickly identify and address any issues that arise. It also allows businesses to stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the market. By embracing experimentation, businesses can create a successful business that is agile and responsive to customer needs. Main idea number 5. A/B testing is a powerful tool for businesses to use to optimize their products and services. By testing two versions of a product or service, businesses can determine which one performs better and make changes accordingly. This type of testing can be used to test different features, designs, or even pricing structures. By testing different versions of a product or service, businesses can quickly identify which version is more successful and make changes to improve the product or service. A/B testing can also be used to test different marketing strategies. By testing different versions of a marketing campaign, businesses can determine which one is more effective and make changes to improve the campaign. This type of testing can also be used to test different customer service strategies, such as different ways of responding to customer inquiries or different ways of handling customer complaints. A/B testing is a great way for businesses to optimize their products and services and ensure that they are providing the best possible experience for their customers. By testing different versions of a product or service, businesses can quickly identify which version is more successful and make changes to improve the product or service. This type of testing can also be used to test different marketing strategies and customer service strategies, allowing businesses to make changes to improve their customer experience. Main idea number 6. Customer feedback is a critical component of any successful business. It provides invaluable insight into what customers want and need from a product or service. By focusing on customer feedback, businesses can ensure that their products and services are meeting the needs of their customers. This can help businesses stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the marketplace. The Lean Startup methodology, developed by Eric Ries, emphasizes the importance of customer feedback. According to Ries, businesses should focus on customer feedback to understand what customers want and need from their products. This can help businesses identify areas of improvement and develop new products and services that meet customer needs. Additionally, customer feedback can help businesses identify potential problems and address them quickly. By focusing on customer feedback, businesses can ensure that their products and services are meeting the needs of their customers. This can help businesses stay ahead of the competition and remain competitive in the marketplace. Additionally, customer feedback can help businesses identify potential problems and address them quickly. This can help businesses improve their products and services and ensure that they are providing the best possible experience for their customers. Main idea number 7. Utilizing the power of pivoting is an essential part of running a successful business. Pivoting allows businesses to quickly adapt to changing customer needs and market conditions. By taking the time to analyze customer feedback and market trends, businesses can make informed decisions about how to adjust their strategies and operations to better meet customer needs and capitalize on market opportunities. Pivoting can also help businesses identify new opportunities and create innovative products and services that can give them a competitive edge. By staying agile and responsive to customer feedback and market conditions, businesses can stay ahead of the competition and remain profitable in the long run. Pivoting is not a one-time event, but rather an ongoing process. Businesses should continuously monitor customer feedback and market trends to ensure that their strategies and operations remain relevant and effective. Additionally, businesses should be willing to take risks and experiment with new ideas and approaches. By embracing change and taking calculated risks, businesses can stay ahead of the competition and remain profitable in the long run. In summary, pivoting is an essential part of running a successful business. By taking the time to analyze customer feedback and market trends, businesses can make informed decisions about how to adjust their strategies and operations to better meet customer needs and capitalize on market opportunities. Additionally, businesses should be willing to take risks and experiment with new ideas and approaches. By embracing change and taking calculated risks, businesses can stay ahead of the competition and remain profitable in the long run. Main idea number 8. Innovation accounting is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and business owners to measure the success of their business. It is a method of tracking progress and measuring success that is based on the principles of the Lean Startup. It is a way to measure the progress of a business and to identify areas of improvement. It is also a way to measure the impact of new ideas and innovations on the business. Innovation accounting helps entrepreneurs and business owners to identify areas of improvement and to track progress. It allows them to measure the impact of new ideas and innovations on the business. It also helps them to identify areas of improvement and to focus on the areas that need the most attention. It is a way to measure the success of a business and to identify areas of improvement. Innovation accounting is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and business owners to measure the success of their business. It is a way to measure the progress of a business and to identify areas of improvement. It is also a way to measure the impact of new ideas and innovations on the business. By utilizing the power of innovation accounting, entrepreneurs and business owners can track progress and measure success in order to make informed decisions and to ensure the success of their business. Main idea number 9. The 5 whys is a powerful tool for problem solving. It is a simple yet effective technique that can be used to identify the root cause of a problem. By asking why a problem occurred 5 times, it helps to uncover the underlying cause of the issue. This method can be used to identify the root cause of any problem, from a technical issue to a customer service issue. The 5 whys is a great way to get to the bottom of a problem quickly and efficiently. It helps to identify the root cause of the issue and can be used to develop solutions that address the underlying cause. By asking why 5 times, it helps to uncover the root cause of the problem and can be used to develop solutions that are tailored to the specific issue. The 5 whys is a great tool for problem solving and can be used to identify the root cause of any issue. It is a simple yet effective technique that can be used to quickly identify the underlying cause of a problem. By asking why 5 times, it helps to uncover the root cause of the issue and can be used to develop solutions that are tailored to the specific issue. Main idea number 10. The power of the scientific method lies in its ability to provide a structured approach to problem solving. By breaking down a problem into smaller, more manageable pieces, the scientific method allows us to test hypotheses and draw conclusions based on the data we collect. This approach can be applied to any problem, from developing a new product to improving an existing one. By utilizing the scientific method, we can quickly identify areas of improvement and develop solutions that are based on evidence rather than guesswork. The scientific method can also be used to test the effectiveness of different strategies. By running experiments and collecting data, we can determine which strategies are most effective and which ones should be discarded. This approach allows us to make decisions based on evidence rather than intuition, which can lead to more successful outcomes. Additionally, the scientific method can be used to identify potential risks and opportunities, allowing us to make informed decisions that are based on facts rather than assumptions. The scientific method is a powerful tool that can be used to solve a variety of problems. By breaking down a problem into smaller pieces and testing hypotheses, we can quickly identify areas of improvement and develop solutions that are based on evidence rather than guesswork. Additionally, the scientific method can be used to test the effectiveness of different strategies and identify potential risks and opportunities. By utilizing the power of the scientific method, we can make informed decisions that are based on facts rather than assumptions, leading to more successful outcomes. Main idea number 11. Utilizing the power of the MVP is a key concept in the Lean Startup methodology. The MVP is a version of a product with just enough features to satisfy early customers and provide feedback for future product development. This approach allows entrepreneurs to quickly test their ideas and get feedback from customers before investing too much time and money into a product. By releasing a minimal version of the product, entrepreneurs can quickly identify what features are most important to customers and which features can be improved or removed. This approach also allows entrepreneurs to quickly pivot and adjust their product based on customer feedback. By utilizing the power of the MVP, entrepreneurs can save time and money while still creating a product that meets customer needs. The MVP approach also allows entrepreneurs to test their assumptions about the market and customer needs. By releasing a minimal version of the product, entrepreneurs can quickly identify what features are most important to customers and which features can be improved or removed. This approach also allows entrepreneurs to quickly pivot and adjust their product based on customer feedback. By utilizing the power of the MVP, entrepreneurs can save time and money while still creating a product that meets customer needs. The MVP approach also allows entrepreneurs to test their assumptions about the market and customer needs. By releasing a minimal version of the product, entrepreneurs can quickly identify what features are most important to customers and which features can be improved or removed. This approach also allows entrepreneurs to quickly pivot and adjust their product based on customer feedback. By utilizing the power of the MVP, entrepreneurs can save time and money while still creating a product that meets customer needs and is tailored to their target market. Main idea number 12. The Lean Canvas is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to use when developing their business model. It helps to identify the key elements of a business model and provides a framework for entrepreneurs to use when creating their business plan. The Lean Canvas is divided into 9 sections, each of which focuses on a different aspect of the business model. These sections include customer segments, value propositions, channels, customer relationships, revenue streams, key resources, key activities, key partnerships, and cost structure. By filling out each section, entrepreneurs can gain a better understanding of their business model and how it fits into the overall market. The Lean Canvas is a great way to quickly and easily map out the key elements of a business model. It helps entrepreneurs to identify the key components of their business model and to develop a plan for how to move forward. By using the Lean Canvas, entrepreneurs can gain a better understanding of their business model and how it fits into the overall market. Additionally, the Lean Canvas can help entrepreneurs to identify potential areas of improvement and to develop strategies for how to address them. The Lean Canvas is an invaluable tool for entrepreneurs to use when developing their business model. It helps to identify the key elements of a business model and provides a framework for entrepreneurs to use when creating their business plan. By using the Lean Canvas, entrepreneurs can gain a better understanding of their business model and how it fits into the overall market. Additionally, the Lean Canvas can help entrepreneurs to identify potential areas of improvement and to develop strategies for how to address them. Main idea number 13. The Business Model Canvas is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and business owners to use when creating and refining their business models. It provides a visual representation of the key elements of a business model, including customer segments, value propositions, channels, customer relationships, revenue streams, key resources, key activities, and key partners. By using the Business Model Canvas, entrepreneurs can quickly identify areas of their business model that need to be improved or changed. This allows them to make informed decisions about how to best move forward with their business. The Business Model Canvas can also be used to identify potential opportunities for growth and innovation. By mapping out the different elements of a business model, entrepreneurs can identify areas where they can create new value propositions, develop new channels, or create new customer relationships. This can help them to create new revenue streams and increase their overall profitability. Additionally, the Business Model Canvas can be used to identify potential partnerships and collaborations that can help to further grow the business. The Business Model Canvas is a powerful tool that can help entrepreneurs and business owners to create and refine their business models. By using the Business Model Canvas, entrepreneurs can quickly identify areas of their business model that need to be improved or changed, as well as potential opportunities for growth and innovation. This can help them to create new revenue streams and increase their overall profitability. Main idea number 14. The Value Proposition Canvas is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and business owners to use when creating and refining their value proposition. It helps to identify the customer segments, the problems they are trying to solve, and the solutions they are looking for. It also helps to identify the unique value that a product or service can offer to customers. By using the Value Proposition Canvas, entrepreneurs and business owners can create a clear and concise value proposition that will help them to stand out from the competition. The Value Proposition Canvas is divided into two sections, the Customer Profile and the Value Map. The Customer Profile section helps to identify the customer segments, their needs, and the solutions they are looking for. The Value Map section helps to identify the unique value that a product or service can offer to customers. By using the Value Proposition Canvas, entrepreneurs and business owners can create a value proposition that is tailored to the needs of their target customers. The Value Proposition Canvas can also be used to identify potential opportunities for improvement. By analyzing the customer profile and the value map, entrepreneurs and business owners can identify areas where they can improve their value proposition. This can help them to create a more compelling value proposition that will attract more customers and increase their sales. The Value Proposition Canvas is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and business owners to use when creating and refining their value proposition. By using the Value Proposition Canvas, entrepreneurs and business owners can create a clear and concise value proposition that will help them to stand out from the competition and attract more customers. Main idea number 15. The customer development process is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and startups to use in order to create successful businesses. By understanding customer needs and developing a product to meet those needs, businesses can create products that are tailored to their target market. This process involves researching the customer base, understanding their needs, and developing a product that meets those needs. Additionally, the customer development process can help businesses identify potential opportunities for growth and expansion. The customer development process begins with research. This research should include understanding the customer base, their needs, and the competitive landscape. This research should also include understanding the customer's buying habits and preferences. Once the research is complete, the business can then develop a product that meets the customer's needs. This product should be tested and refined until it meets the customer's expectations. The customer development process should also include feedback from customers. This feedback should be used to refine the product and ensure that it meets the customer's needs. Additionally, feedback can be used to identify potential opportunities for growth and expansion. Finally, the customer development process should include a plan for marketing the product. This plan should include strategies for reaching the target market and promoting the product. The customer development process is an essential tool for entrepreneurs and startups to use in order to create successful businesses. By understanding customer needs and developing a product to meet those needs, businesses can create products that are tailored to their target market. Additionally, the customer development process can help businesses identify potential opportunities for growth and expansion. Main idea number 16. Innovation tournaments are a powerful tool for businesses to generate creative solutions to their problems. By creating a competition, businesses can tap into the collective intelligence of their employees, customers, and partners to come up with innovative ideas. The competition encourages participants to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions that may not have been considered before. The tournament also provides a platform for participants to collaborate and build on each other's ideas, creating a more comprehensive solution. Innovation tournaments can also be used to identify and reward the most creative and innovative ideas. By offering prizes or recognition for the best ideas, businesses can motivate participants to come up with the best solutions. This can also help to create a culture of innovation within the organization, as employees are encouraged to think creatively and come up with new ideas. Innovation tournaments can be a great way for businesses to generate creative solutions to their problems. By creating a competition, businesses can tap into the collective intelligence of their employees, customers, and partners to come up with innovative ideas. The competition also provides a platform for participants to collaborate and build on each other's ideas, creating a more comprehensive solution. By offering prizes or recognition for the best ideas, businesses can motivate participants to come up with the best solutions and create a culture of innovation within the organization. Main idea number 17. The Lean Startup Machine is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to learn the Lean Startup methodology. This methodology is based on the idea that startups should focus on quickly creating and testing products and services in order to find out what works and what doesn't. The Lean Startup Machine workshop teaches entrepreneurs how to use the Lean Startup methodology to create and test products and services quickly and efficiently. The workshop also teaches entrepreneurs how to use customer feedback to refine their products and services and how to use data to make informed decisions about their business. By utilizing the Lean Startup Machine, entrepreneurs can gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create successful businesses. The Lean Startup Machine workshop is designed to help entrepreneurs understand the Lean Startup methodology and how to apply it to their business. The workshop covers topics such as customer development, rapid prototyping, and data-driven decision-making. Participants learn how to use customer feedback to refine their products and services and how to use data to make informed decisions about their business. The workshop also teaches entrepreneurs how to use the Lean Startup methodology to create and test products and services quickly and efficiently. By utilizing the Lean Startup Machine, entrepreneurs can gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create successful businesses. The Lean Startup Machine is a great tool for entrepreneurs to learn the Lean Startup methodology and apply it to their business. The workshop provides entrepreneurs with the knowledge and skills necessary to create successful businesses. By utilizing the Lean Startup Machine, entrepreneurs can gain the knowledge and skills necessary to create successful businesses and use the Lean Startup methodology to create and test products and services quickly and efficiently. The Lean Startup Machine is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to learn the Lean Startup methodology and create successful businesses. Main idea number 18. The Lean Startup Circle is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs to use to help them create successful businesses. By meeting regularly to discuss Lean Startup principles, entrepreneurs can gain valuable insight into the best practices for launching and running a successful business. Through the Lean Startup Circle, entrepreneurs can learn from each other's experiences and successes, as well as from the mistakes of others. This can help them to avoid costly mistakes and to develop strategies that will help them to succeed. Additionally, The Lean Startup Circle provides a platform for entrepreneurs to network and collaborate with each other, which can lead to new business opportunities and partnerships. The Lean Startup Circle also provides a forum for entrepreneurs to share their ideas and get feedback from their peers. This can help them to refine their ideas and develop strategies that will help them to succeed. Additionally, the Lean Startup Circle can provide entrepreneurs with access to resources and mentors who can provide guidance and advice. This can help entrepreneurs to stay on track and to make sure that their business is successful. The Lean Startup Circle is a great way for entrepreneurs to learn from each other and to develop successful businesses. By meeting regularly to discuss lean startup principles, entrepreneurs can gain valuable insight into the best practices for launching and running a successful business. Additionally, the Lean Startup Circle provides a platform for entrepreneurs to network and collaborate with each other, which can lead to new business opportunities and partnerships. Finally, the Lean Startup Circle can provide entrepreneurs with access to resources and mentors who can provide guidance and advice. Main idea number 19. The Lean Startup Movement is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and innovators to create successful businesses. It is based on the idea that businesses should focus on creating and delivering value to customers as quickly as possible. This is done by using a process of rapid experimentation and iteration, which allows businesses to quickly identify what works and what doesn't. By focusing on customer feedback and data-driven decision-making, businesses can quickly identify and address customer needs and develop successful products and services. Additionally, the Lean Startup Movement encourages businesses to focus on creating a culture of innovation and experimentation, which can help them stay ahead of the competition and remain agile in the face of changing markets. The Lean Startup Movement has been embraced by many successful businesses, including Amazon, Airbnb, and Uber. By utilizing the principles of the Lean Startup Movement, these businesses have been able to quickly identify customer needs and develop successful products and services. Additionally, the Lean Startup Movement has helped these businesses remain agile and responsive to changing markets, allowing them to stay ahead of the competition. The Lean Startup Movement is a powerful tool for entrepreneurs and innovators to create successful businesses. By utilizing the principles of the Lean Startup Movement, businesses can quickly identify customer needs and develop successful products and services. Additionally, the Lean Startup Movement encourages businesses to focus on creating a culture of innovation and experimentation, which can help them stay ahead of the competition and remain agile in the face of changing markets. Main idea number 20. The Lean Startup methodology is based on the idea that entrepreneurs should focus on creating a minimum viable product, MVP, and then use customer feedback to iterate and improve the product. This approach allows entrepreneurs to quickly test their ideas and make changes based on customer feedback. By focusing on customer feedback, entrepreneurs can quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and make changes accordingly. This approach also allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify potential problems and address them before they become major issues. The Lean Startup methodology also encourages entrepreneurs to focus on creating a culture of experimentation and iteration. This means that entrepreneurs should be willing to try new ideas and be open to feedback from customers. This approach allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify what works and what doesn't, and make changes accordingly. Additionally, this approach encourages entrepreneurs to focus on creating a culture of continuous improvement, which can help them stay ahead of the competition. Finally, the Lean Startup methodology encourages entrepreneurs to focus on creating a culture of learning. This means that entrepreneurs should be willing to learn from their mistakes and use customer feedback to improve their products. This approach allows entrepreneurs to quickly identify potential problems and address them before they become major issues. Additionally, this approach encourages entrepreneurs to focus on creating a culture of continuous improvement, which can help them stay ahead of the competition. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, Be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.